From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Immigration advocacy groups marched in demonstrations throughout the United States Saturday to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. As AP's Julie Walker reports, stars of Hollywood, music, Broadway, and television lent their voices to the protests.
John Legend performs at the L.A. rally, telling the crowd he brought his family with him and wants people to understand how important not just family is, but also doing something for others. In New York, Kerry Washington, whose grandparents were slaves and immigrants, says the fight against the Trump administration's policies is very important to her.
It's not enough to just end family separation. We have to end family detention, and we have to reunite these families.
In the nation's capital, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda sang a lullaby dedicated to parents who were separated from their children.
When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart.
I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump, meanwhile, tweeted late Saturday afternoon that when people come into our country illegally, we must immediately escort them back out without going through years of legal maneuvering. Our laws are the dumbest anywhere in the world. President Trump says he spoke to Saudi Arabia's King Salman and received assurances that the kingdom will increase production by as many as 2 million barrels of oil. In an early morning tweet, the president said he made the case that unrest in Iran and Venezuela is disrupting world oil supplies and causing higher prices. The Saudi press agency acknowledged the two leaders had talked, but did not confirm the 2 million barrel figure. This is VOA News. Mexicans will choose a new president Sunday, and voters in the nation appear to be heading to the ballot box with sweeping change in mind. Polls consistently show the left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador, widely known as AMLO, with a double-digit lead. Lizeth Marian Perez is an AMLO supporter in Mexico City.
He represents the people. You know, he's from the people. We don't see him like upper us, you know. He's with us, or we feel that he's with us.
Voters will also pick candidates to fill 128 seats in the country's Senate and 500 seats in the Chamber of Deputies. Outgoing President Enrique Peña Nieto has been criticized, with his critics saying he has done little to change corruption and violence in the country. A senior U.S. diplomat for Asian affairs is leaving the State Department at the end of July, amid ongoing and critical negotiations with North Korea. Susan Thornton's departure comes just weeks after the leaders of the United States and North Korea met in Singapore. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said in a statement Saturday that the department appreciates her dedication to department and interagency colleagues, her extraordinary leadership, especially as acting assistant secretary over the past year and a half. Thornton was formally nominated by President Donald Trump as Assistant Secretary for East Asian and Pacific Affairs last December. Her nomination was not confirmed, however, after several top Senate Republicans opposed it. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani allowed National Security Forces Saturday to resume counterinsurgency operations, marking the end of an 18-day ceasefire with the Taliban. The government had unilaterally halted anti-Taliban operations in the country for a week, beginning 2 days before the June 15th holiday of Eid al-Fitr. Ghani later unilaterally extended the truce for another 10 days, hoping it would encourage the Taliban to quit violence and seek a negotiated end to the Afghan war. The Taliban had suspended battlefield attacks during the three-day Eid festivities, but ignored Ghani's calls for extending their truce and attacked Afghan forces. At the World Cup football tournament in Russia Saturday, big disappointment for two perennial powerhouses. Argentina lost to France 4-3, and then Portugal fell to Uruguay 2-1. France and Uruguay will meet for a spot in the quarterfinals. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.